All right, so are you ready to dive deep? Today we're tackling outline.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and we're trying to see if it really lives up to all the hype, you know? Because, like, you're thinking about making it your team's main knowledge base, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you shared Outline's website and their GitHub page with me. I gotta say, there's a lot here. It's like a mixed bag of info, kind of interesting.
Yeah, what really stands out to me is that Outline seems to be addressing a real need that people are having. Like, people are struggling with those old clunky tools and want something better.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Outline is like, hey, we're this super fast collaborative solution.
Yeah.
Oh, and we even have AI. Plus, it's open source, which, you know, always catches my eye. So before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's just clarify, what is a knowledge base and where does Outline fit in?
Well, a knowledge base is basically a central hub where teams can store and organize all their important information. Kind of like the company's brain, you know?
Gotcha.
And Outline takes that idea and tries to make it way more dynamic than just a bunch of static documents, you know?
Okay. So less like a dusty old filing cabinet and more like, I don't know, a living library or something.
Exactly. Outline wants to be the place where information isn't just stored, but also easily accessed, shared, and where it can even grow with the help of AI.
Whoa. Okay. That's a pretty big claim. I mean, we've all been there, right? Like, drowning in Google Docs, important info scattered all over Slack, answering the same questions over and over. It's enough to make you pull your hair out.
And those are exactly the pain points that Outline is trying to solve. Like, imagine if your knowledge base actually helped you work faster and smarter instead of being a source of frustration.
Yeah, that'd be a dream come true. So what makes Outline so different from all the other tools that claim to do the same thing? Our sources seem to point to speed as a big selling point.
And for good reason. Think about it. If you need information quickly, a slow knowledge base is just going to make you want to give up.
Yeah, nobody's got time for that.
Right. And Outline is built using React and Node.js, which are known for being really fast. But it's not just about the tech. They really design the whole system with speed in mind.
Okay, so for someone who's not a developer, what does that actually mean? Like,
yeah.
In terms of what you see and experience.
Well, it means that things load super fast. You can search for what you need, jump between documents, even work together with others without being slowed down by things loading. You know, it keeps you in that flow state.
Okay, I can see how that would be a big advantage for sure. Speed isn't everything though, right?
Mm.
What about collaboration? I mean, we've all tried to work on documents together, and it can be a total nightmare.
Oh, tell me about it. But Outline takes a totally different approach. They call it multiplayer collaboration, and it's kind of revolutionary.
Multiplayer collaboration. Sounds like a video game.
Haha. Well, it's kind of a similar concept. It means that multiple people can work on the same document at the same time. Just like playing a game online together. You see each other's changes in real time, so it's way more dynamic and interactive than sending a doc back and forth through email.
So it's less like passing a baton and more like we're all jamming on the same instrument at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to make things even smoother, Outline uses Markdown, which is a really simple way to format text. It's super efficient for working together.
I love Markdown. It's so clean, easy to learn. Honestly, once you go Markdown, it's hard to go back.
Oh.
But for someone who's never heard of it, why is it so great for a knowledge base?
Well, one of the biggest benefits is that you don't get all those formatting conflicts. You know, when you're working with someone on a document and you end up with a jumbled mess of different font sizes and styles.
Yes.
With Markdown, that's not an issue because everyone is working with plain text. The formatting gets applied in a consistent way, so it's just much cleaner and easier to manage.
Plus, it's way less visually distracting. You can just focus on the content. Okay, you've sold me on Markdown. Now I want to hear more about this feature that really caught my eye on their website, AI-powered answers. This is like next level stuff, right?
This is where things get really interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Outline isn't just about finding information. It's about actually understanding it.
Okay.
They use AI to let you ask questions, and then you get summaries of the relevant information straight from your knowledge base.
I see what they're going for, but how well does it actually work? Is it really smart enough to give me accurate and helpful answers?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. These AI features are pretty new, but so far they seem really promising.
Okay.
Some users are saying the AI can accurately summarize long documents and even pull out the key points, which could save you tons of time.
Wow.
Others say it's been awesome for getting specific answers to questions without having to wade through tons of documentation.
So it's like having a research assistant built right into your knowledge base.
That's a great way to put it. Of course, AI isn't perfect, so we need to be realistic about its limitations. We'll definitely dig deeper into this and see how it performs in the real world.
Awesome. So we've got this fast collaborative platform with AI capabilities.
Yeah.
What about the nitty-gritty details? What else stood out to you from the sources we looked at?
Honestly, the number of integrations that Outline offers is pretty mind-blowing. Over
Yeah.
20. They've got stuff like Slack, Figma, Loom.
Wait, Loom, like the screen recording tool?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I can definitely see how having your knowledge and videos all connected could be really powerful.
Totally. It's all about making knowledge accessible and easy to understand.
Oh, and speaking of accessible, did you see they have dark mode? That's a must for me.
Yes. And while dark mode might seem like a small thing, it shows they're paying attention to what users want and trying to make the experience really nice.
Yeah, the little things matter.
Yeah.
But let's zoom out for a sec. One thing that drew me to Outline was that it's open source. Can you break that down and tell me why it matters?
Sure. Open source basically means the code behind Outline is public. Anyone can see it, use it, even change it.
Interesting.
This is huge for a few reasons. First, it's transparent. You know exactly what you're getting with Outline. No hidden surprises in the code. Second, it means that anyone can contribute. Developers all over the world can help make Outline better and add new
So
features.
it's like it's constantly evolving and improving thanks to the community.
Exactly. And lastly, open source gives you the freedom to host Outline yourself if you want to, which means you have total control over your data and how it's managed.
Oh, that's a great point. Not everyone is comfortable storing their data on someone else's servers.
Right. And for some organizations with specific security concerns, being able to host it themselves is a big plus. Okay, so Outline sounds pretty amazing so far, but let's play devil's advocate for a second. Are there any potential downsides or things to be cautious about?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Well, one thing is the pricing. They do offer a free trial, but then you have to pay for a plan. That's definitely something to consider.
Yeah, especially for smaller teams or individuals with limited budgets.
Right. And even though Outline is supposed to be easy to use, there's still going to be a learning curve. It might take some time for people to get used to all the features and get comfortable with Markdown and the collaborative tools.
That's true. Any new tool takes some adjustment, and it's definitely worth thinking about if your team's willing to put in the effort to learn a new system.
Especially when they might already be used to their current workflow, even if it's not perfect.
Yeah, it's a good point. But sometimes, a little discomfort can lead to a lot of growth, right?
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe Outline is so much better than their current system that the learning curve will seem like a tiny hurdle to overcome.
Okay, so we've covered a lot here. To recap, Outline is basically saying, hey, we're this super-powered knowledge base. We're all about speed, collaboration, and using AI to find new insights.
And for you, the listener, the question is, does this match how you see yourself managing information and working with your team? Is this the future of knowledge? We've given you plenty to chew on, but now it's time for you to dive deeper and form your own opinion.
And in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to look at what actual users are saying about Outline and see if it really lives up to its promise. So, stick around.
Yeah. Okay, so last time, we kind of laid out what Outline says it is. And it sounds pretty impressive, right? But like, we got to dig a little deeper. We got to find out if it actually lives up to the hype, you know? I mean, we've
Yeah.
all been let down by shiny new tools before.
Oh, absolutely. Marketing can make anything sound amazing. Right. We
Right.
need to peel back the layers and see what's really going on.
Exactly. And one thing that makes me a little nervous is the whole learning curve thing. Outline says it's super intuitive, but you know, whenever you're bringing in new tools and ways of working, there's always going to be an adjustment, right? Yeah, I get that. It's a valid concern. But it does seem like Outline's made some smart choices to make that transition smoother. Their website talks about things like slash commands, which are basically shortcuts for doing things quickly, and interactive embeds to easily bring in content from other tools.
It sounds like they're trying to make it really easy to use, even if you're not like a tech wizard or something.
Exactly. And don't forget, Outline's built on Markdown. It's a pretty simple, intuitive way to format text that's become super popular, especially with developers and writers. So even if you're new to Markdown, it shouldn't be too hard to pick up.
And once you are comfortable with Markdown, it can actually make working together a lot smoother, right?
Right? Totally. Yeah, we talked about how it avoids those formatting nightmares, but it's more than that. Markdown makes it possible for everyone to edit at the same time without stepping on each other's toes.
Right.
And because it's visually simple, it's easy to see what's going on.
So are you saying I can finally kiss those endless email chains with different versions of the same document combined?
Hopefully, that seems to be the goal. Outline takes it a step further, too, with things like threaded comments and discussions right inside the documents.
Okay, that sounds cool in theory, but I'd love to hear an example. Like, how does that actually work in practice?
Sure. So let's say your team is working on a new marketing campaign. You've got an outline doc with all the strategies and tactics. Instead of emailing it around for feedback, you can just invite everyone to collaborate directly in the document.
Oh, I like that.
People can highlight stuff, add comments, have discussions, all right there in context.
So no more digging through emails or chat messages to find that one crucial piece of feedback. I can definitely get used to that.
Yeah, it keeps all the conversation organized and focused, making it easier to track decisions and see how things are progressing.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, when we were talking about multiplayer collaboration before, it made me think of those real-time strategy games where everyone's working together to achieve a goal.
Yeah.
And that brings up another point. If everyone's editing at the same time, how does Outline handle version control? I'd hate to lose work because someone accidentally overwrote something.
Oh, yeah, that's super important. And thankfully, Outline seems to have a good system in place. They've got this robust version history that tracks every single change made to a document.
So you're telling me I can basically travel back in time and see how a document evolved?
You got it. You can see who made changes, when they were made, and even go back to a previous version if you need to.
Oh, wow.
This is a must-have for any collaborative tool, especially when you're working with important docs or sensitive info.
Oh, speaking of sensitive information, that brings up another important thing. Security. I mean, we're talking about trusting Outline with potentially confidential company knowledge, right?
Yeah.
So how do they make sure everything's safe and secure?
Security is definitely a top priority, and it looks like Outline takes it very seriously. They've got several layers of security, starting with granular permissions. You can decide who gets to see what information. You can set read and write permissions for specific people or groups.
So, like, I could have a document that only my marketing team can see, for example.
Exactly. And you can create guest accounts for people outside your company who maybe only need limited access.
Got it.
And if you want really tight control, you can even turn off public sharing altogether.
So it's like having a security guard at the door of your knowledge base, making sure only the right people get in.
That's a great way to put it. And remember we talked about how Outline is open source? Well, that actually helps with security, too.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, because the code's out in the open, security researchers and developers all over the world can look at it, you know, try to find vulnerabilities.
Right.
This kind of transparency helps make sure that any weaknesses are found and fixed quickly.
Like having an army of security experts constantly checking for holes in the fence. Okay, so we've talked speed, collaboration, and security. What other cool details did you find?
One thing that impressed me was the emphasis on customization and branding.
Okay.
Outline lets you use your own domain name and white label the whole platform.
White label. Does that mean I can make it look like Outline is part of my company's website?
Exactly. It creates a seamless professional experience for your team, and they'll be more likely to use it if it feels like it's part of their own company's tools.
That's smart. I mean, nobody wants to use software that looks and feels clunky and outdated.
Exactly. And it reinforces the idea that Outline is an extension of your company's own knowledge and culture.
Yeah, I like that. It's all about creating that sense of ownership.
And while we're talking about integrations, did you see that they have an open API?
Uh-huh.
This is a big deal for developers who want to build custom integrations with other tools or come up with new workflows.
So that opens up a lot of possibilities.
Oh, yeah, tons. And it shows that Outline wants to be a really flexible platform that can grow and adapt.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the technical side of things, but one thing I'm curious about is the human element.
Oh, okay.
How does Outline cater to users from different backgrounds and with different levels of tech skills?
Great question. One thing that stood out to me was their focus on accessibility.
Yep.
They have RTL support, so people who write in languages that read right to left, like Arabic or Hebrew, can use it comfortably.
Oh, nice.
Plus, they've translated the interface into something like 17 different languages.
Wow, that's impressive.
It shows they're thinking globally, trying to make Outline accessible to as many people as possible.
For sure.
And they've put a lot of thought into making the user interface clean and intuitive. You know, they've even got that dark mode that you like.
Hey. Dark mode is essential. But seriously, yeah. It sounds like they're trying to make Outline both powerful and easy to use.
Yeah, that's a tough balance to find. It'll be interesting to see how well they manage to pull it off.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground, but I feel like there's still one big piece missing.
Oh, what's that?
We've heard what Outline says it does, but what about the actual experience of using it?
Right. We need to hear from the people who are actually using it every day.
Yeah. What do they love about it? What are they struggling with?
And most importantly, does it really live up to all the hype?
It's time to go beyond the marketing stuff and get some real-world perspectives.
Agreed. In the next part of our deep dive, we're going to look at user reviews, case studies, and maybe even take outline for a spin ourselves.
All right. So we spent the last two parts kind of like getting under the hood of outline, right? Yeah. Figuring out what it is, the features, all that good stuff. But now we got to answer the big question. Does it actually deliver?
Yeah. I mean, features are great and all, but what really matters is how well it works in the real world, right?
Exactly. Right. So to get to the bottom of that, I've been digging into user reviews, some case studies, you know, trying to find out what people are actually saying about Outline.
Okay, give me the scoop. What's the verdict?
Well, it seems like everyone agrees that Outline is super fast, just like they claim.
That's good to hear.
Users are consistently like, whoa, this thing is responsive. You know, they're impressed by how quickly things load and just how smooth the whole interface is.
That's awesome. We talk about all the tech stuff that makes Outline fast, but it's great to know that it actually translates to a good experience for the users.
Totally. And it's not just about things feeling snappy either. That speed can really make you more productive.
Right.
People are spending less time waiting around and more time actually getting things done.
Yeah. I mean, that's a game changer, especially for teams that are working on big, complex projects with lots of moving pieces.
For sure. And, oh, speaking of collaboration, the feedback on Outline's collaborative features is super positive.
What are people saying?
People love the real-time editing. They say it's intuitive, seamless, and it just makes collaborating feel so much more dynamic.
That's exactly what we were hoping for, right?
Yeah.
We talked about how Outline tries to avoid those annoying email chains and conflicting edits, and it sounds like they've actually managed to pull it off.
They have.
Yeah.
And those threaded comments and discussions, you know, right inside the documents, those seem to be a huge hit.
Awesome.
It keeps the conversation organized and easy to follow.
Makes sense.
Okay. So far, so good. Right. But I'm still a little iffy about the whole AI thing. Is it just hype or does it actually bring something to the table?
Well, from what I've seen, the AI stuff is still in its early stages, but it definitely has potential.
Yeah.
Users are finding those AI summaries really helpful for getting a quick overview of long documents or for pulling out the key insights, you know?
So it's kind of like having Cliff's Notes for your entire knowledge base.
Yeah, exactly. And while the question answering isn't perfect yet, users say that it can often give you quick and accurate answers to specific questions.
So there's not some magical, all-knowing AI, but it's definitely a useful tool that can help you find the information you need faster.
Totally. And it seems like the AI is getting smarter all the time as Outline continues to train it on more data.
That's pretty cool. It's like watching a knowledge assistant grow up right in front of you.
It is. And you know, it's not just about the features themselves. It's about how those features actually change how teams work together.
Oh yeah, I'm curious about that. Tell me more.
So I found this case study about a marketing agency that switched to Outline, and the results were pretty impressive.
Really?
They said they were spending way less time searching for information, and their overall productivity went up significantly.
And now that's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
But it's not just about being more efficient, right? It's also about creating a more collaborative and knowledge-driven culture.
Oh, absolutely. The agency also mentioned that Outline helped break down those silos between teams and made things way more open and collaborative.
Yeah, I can see how that would happen. When information is easily accessible and everyone can contribute, it makes people want to share their expertise and learn from each other.
Definitely. It gives everyone a sense of ownership over the company's knowledge, and that can be really powerful.
It's like they're all building a shared brain for the company, right?
Exactly. So for you, the listener, the key takeaway is that Outline is more than just another fancy new tool. Mm-hmm. It has the potential to really change how you manage knowledge and work together.
We've given you a ton to think about during this deep dive, and now it's really up to you to decide if Outline is right for your needs. But if you're looking for a faster, more collaborative, and AI-powered way to manage knowledge,
yeah,
I'd say it's worth checking out.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it'll even change how your team works and thinks about knowledge altogether.
That's a great point. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Outline. Be sure to subscribe to The Deep Dive for more explorations of knowledge and technology. We'll see you next time.